And you're not chayav to give stokka unless you have your own parnasa. That's the lashon Rama. So the question is, and the girl over there says chayav koydin, and the girl is saying the gemara of chayav koydin. But the question is, what's the gather of parnasa atzma? So if you take a look at the Aruch Shulchan starts off and says if we're going to learn this kipshutai, the parnasa koydemis, we're going to learn kipshutai. And came Ruben Shabali Batim Turman and Stokka Ligamri. Levad Shlisha Shekel B'Shana. There's another din, which we didn't mention. There's a takana, a minig, that everyone, even an Ani Shabaniyim, has to give a Shlisha Shekel B'Shana. It used to be a Chetzi Shekel, then the Shekel changed in value, so went down to a Shlisha Shekel, which is very little. And that's just brought down. The minig was that at the end of the year, the Gavi Stuck will go around the Kushka just to collect the Shlishas HaShekel from each person to make sure he's becoming his mitzvah of Stuck for the year. But Akoban says the Aruch HaShulchan, if we can learn Parnassus Atzmek Hib Shutai, every person, my Parnassus, my support, Stuck will become Batal. She says, L'chein Nir Alan, he's Daiti Baruch. The Zeshikos of Agoin, Parnassos is first. It's only someone who's making with bread, with lechem tzar, with dried bread and water. The just push the beer minimum of water and bread. But the isha mavir parnassos kibal abayis choshuv. A person who's maviach. Like is parnasa like a balabayis chasha? Sha'ichu karoy lechem abas v'tavshilim, and loyvish amachasas atzmi karoy vade dechay b'tzdaka ma'aser achomish parnasas. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Blay points out that l'chayr there's a steer in this Aruch HaShulchan, because people shtel on the first part of the Aruch HaShulchan, which seems to say that the gedet to parnasas atzmi is mamish bread and water. So you see from the Aruch HaShulchan that. It's almost not in the game. But he points out, but if you read further, it sounds like he says to himself, because then he goes and he says, L'chein Yerlan is daiti, that the ishim, arvich panasasa, by his choshev, who eats karoi, lechem, or basa, with avshilin, he's by the chai. That's a big jump from the lechem, from mayim v'lechem, to Basa, lechem, basa, tashilin, v'loyvei shemachasas atzmikaroi. Right, so vayta was the ghetto over here. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Blay writes that it seems to him, alkein nirlan is daiti, that what it means is the regilos, each person according to his regilos. What his regilos is, that's parnasas atzmi. But still, what's the ghetto to regilos? What does it mean, regilos? My regilus could be bigger sagas than someone else. So if you look around, so there's different achrayim from them. Zalman Rohrbach, that what they have printed b'shem him Moshe and the Tshuva. Also, we discusses this. It's also brought down Shnei Achrayim from Briskarov. That basically what seems from the achrayim is that. The bare necessities, that's what we're referring to. Not just lechem v'mayim, doesn't mean nafka bread and water. These are the bare necessities. The mashal. You have to pay rent. You have food, electricity, gas, telephone, a box of tissues. What you need basha just to be able to live as a normal person. That's called parnasas atzmi. Now, it could be, it does vary on different people, a little more, a little less, but like the Aruch HaShulchan say, but at some point where you're pashut about bayis kasha with basa and all that, that's already going too far. So therefore it comes as follows. What the Aruch is saying over here is like this. If the mashal, let's say I need $1,000 to live. I'm making $1,010. $1,010. If I'm going to take off $101 from my $1,010 to come out, then I can't push a pay for my bare necessities. So then I'm not chayav to take off maisa from the $1,010. And then all I have to take off maisa is from the $10 alone. $1 I have to take off. If, let's say, I'm making $1,110 or $1,100. A little over $1,100. So then I can take off $100. So then I can take off the full miser and won't take away from my bare necessities. So then I need to take off from the whole sum. Right? That's what Parnassus Atzmei means.
It's interesting. It changes from.
That's right. When it comes to Parnassus Atzmei, it changes. We'll see, when you get business expenses, it's going to be different. But when you get Parnassus Atzmei, chat is that if my taking off the maisa is going to subtract and take away from my parnassus atzmai, then I only have to take off from that extra amount above my parnassus atzmai. But if I could take off from the whole thing and it won't take away from my parnassus atzmai, then I take off from the whole thing. What? The what? Would they give him 100? If he's missing 100, then enough to bring him up to 200, and he has to take off from the whole thing. The Gemara in Eizen Esha. What? Yeah, well, over there the Gemara stands up. What do we do? Right, like the shayin. What exactly is filled in? Yeah, I think so. How you learn Rashi? How you learn that? I think so. Anyways, okay. Now, when it comes to business. So when it comes to the business expenses, so there's the Truvas Chavisyo, where everything's based on this Truvas Chavisyo, Reish Chav Dalet. In other words, the question now is, it costs me a certain amount of money to set up the business, to run the business, I need to pay salaries to workers, I need to pay rent for the office, I need to buy a nice suit to be able to sell sales and things like that, buy a nice car. So do I take this, in other words, can I deduct the cost of running the business from the profit that I'm making and then take myself the remaining or not? That's the question. So the Chavsiyo over there is talking about a Shaila where the Shaila was this was the question that was asked to the Chavsiyo. Chavsiyo says something interesting. He starts off that maybe it's similar to Maisa Tavua. By Maisa Tavua, we don't find anywhere that we deduct the cost of the Zroya, Velachroish, Veloivdim. We don't find that anywhere. So maybe over here by Maisa Mois also. It says, the Maisa, he says, no. Maisa Ksofim is different than Maisa Ani. Why? Because Maisa Ksofim is a Shutfis with the Rabban Shlem. 9/10 for 1/10. We're Shutfis in this. And when it comes to Shutfim, you divide the expenses. So therefore, he says that after by shutfis you divide the profit after all the expenses that are paid for and separate, and then we look at the profit. So we're shutfis in this with the Rabban Shlom, which the Shvus Yaakov was like, where'd you get this from? Where did this idea come from that there's a shutfis over here with the Rabban Shlom? Halacha l'maisa, we come out. Going through the Chavsiyar, and we do come out, the Pesim seem to come out, that the expenses for the business, which has to be Mugda also, expenses for the business itself, like the Chavsiyar is talking about buying a nice suit. She says to buy a suit to be able to make better sales, that's part of the cost of the business, and then you deduct before you make the Cheshma of Maisus. But the gold, but the silver buttons, says that not. That you can't put on the business. Meaning, he's assuming that in order for you to be able to do whatever business you need to do, you just need a nice suit. But the silver buttons, that's for your own feelings. So that you can't take off. Right? The Mechitzil who talks about, I need to buy a car. I go around doing sales or whatever. Right? So I need to buy a car to be able to get to places. So if I show up in a nicer car, it will be more impressive and people will match my business more and buy from me. So can I, that extra expense of a more expensive car or not? So you're first back to this Chavis Yoyer. But again, that's going to be the Cheshbin. So what's going to come out is that what I need for the business I need to pay rent, I need to pay salaries, I need to, there's certain taxes. The Moshe talks about taxes. It says, you don up, you feed the money you're bringing home. All those taxes that they take off from your salary before you get home, before you come home, that's not part of the cheshbon of Maisa. The taxes you're going to have to pay afterwards when you buy a suit in the store, that's part of that, that we don't deduct. But I'm saying the certain taxes, right, that they take off before you come home, those taxes we subtract, we deduct before. Rabbi Yaakov talks about a babysitter. A lady goes to work. So first of all, the cost for her to buy the bus ticket to get to work, that also we take off, we deduct before we make the Maisa Cheshbin. And the babysitter also, in order for her to work, she needs to be able to send the kids to a babysitter. More than that, he says a lady will need help in the house cleaning up because she works, she has to, because she's not home enough to keep the house masuda, so she has to bring in a cleaner, a cleaning lady, or cleaning whatever, so that also gets deducted from it. But it's all on the cheshbon of the business. Over here we say, we don't say it depends, like we said by Parnas Satzman. Here we deduct it beforehand. And then you get to a lot of nitty-gritty questions. The mashal, I'm going on a business trip, so I stay in a hotel. I want a fancy hotel, less fancy hotel. Do I deduct the cost of the food that I have to buy on the trip? Because anyways, I would be eating at home. It gets a little more nitty gritty in different paiskim, but that's basically the sack of that. Someone gave me this. Someone was learning it in Shatorah. I didn't even know who put this together. Someone, he once gave me this piece of paper here. It's a Maisa form. It looks like a tax. It's very interesting. So he goes through here to help you make. I have a few copies of it. Look at it. I have some more. Let me see. Then over here, and now she like.
All the steps? Oh my god.
Then he goes through here, so you get to. Okay, well, I'll discuss a few more things. I wish I knew who did it.